Mr. Chairman, I need to verify, I believe the name Godspeed Fuel is actually Jeggy. Could you unmute and let us know if that's you?
Yeah, it's me. I'm going to change the email ID later.
No problem. I thought I remembered it. I just wanted to make sure before I declared we had a quorum.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Chairman, it is 1:01 and you have a minimum quorum. We have started the recording, so you can kick us off whenever you're ready, sir.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. And Shay, would you do a roll call for us, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Jeggy?
I'm here.
Yes, thank you. Brian Kirkland? Eddie Cook?
I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Jeffrey Fleetha?
I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Doug Lang?
Here.
Thank you, sir. David Byers? Kim Romer?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ryan Murray in for Tim Romer today.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Lev Gorney? J.R. Sloan?
Here.
Thank you, sir. Representative Nguyen? Senator Rick Gray? Richard Stabenow?
Rebecca Pereira here for Richard Stabenow.
Always a pleasure, ma'am. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
All right. Thank you, Shay. Well, welcome to the holiday edition and the final ITAC of the year. This will be a fairly quick meeting today, as we only have one voting item and a single verbal update, and the rest are written updates. I want to go ahead and remind folks that as part of our adherence to public meeting law, if you have comments, we've provided a link to submit comments in the agenda. If you will submit those, the team will review and we will disposition those. One more item I'd like to cover before we move forward into business is I want to acknowledge that Mr. Doug Lang, this will be his last ITAC with us. He is going to be leaving state service and moving back to the private sector. I want to thank him for his time served here amongst the ITAC voting members and wish him well. So good luck to you, Doug. All right. We'll go ahead and step into our first item on the agenda, which will be approving the November 17th recording as the minutes of our last meeting.
Jeff Fleetham here. I'd like to move that we approve the agenda meeting, or the notes from our previous meeting on November 17th.
Thank you, Jeff. Do we have a second?
Yes, Chairman. This is Jeggy. I'll second it.
Thank you, Jeggy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. All right, we will move into our first item, which is the voting item on the agenda, which is the Department of Public Safety on their body-worn camera project.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next slide, please. Okay. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Charles Brown. I am the Director of Engagement Management and Strategic Oversight for the Department of Administration. I have the privilege today to come forward with DPS and present to you the body-worn camera project. I'm going to pause here now and ask the members of DPS to introduce themselves really quick, at which time they'll turn it back over to me and I'll give you a short overview of the project from the oversight perspective, and then we'll see a presentation from the agency.
Thank you, Charles. My name is Aaron Buckmaster. I am the captain over the body-worn camera unit, and Major, I don't know if you'll, I'll just introduce the major. Major Chris Hemmen, he is the major over the Information Systems Bureau or Information Management Bureau.
Right. Thank you, Captain. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the Department of Public Safety's body-worn camera project will equip Arizona troopers with body-worn cameras to provide transparency, encourage public trust. In June of 2021, the project was given an exemption to the ADOA project investment justification process in House Bill 2891. In August of 2021, the project began and is currently in the deployment phase, 2 of 3. In November, a court decision overturned the House bill, which provided an exemption to the ADOA pitch process and reporting requirements. Therefore, Department of Public Safety initiated the pitch process and is now presenting to you for review and approval of the project. I'm now going to turn it over so you can hear from the Department of Public Safety about the progress of the project, and we will answer any questions you have.
All right, thank you, Charles. If I can go to the next slide, please. And then one after that. Again, this is just a background. I think Charles mentioned most of it. In September of last year, Governor Ducey announced that he wants all state troopers to have body-worn cameras. We entered into a test and evaluation period with two vendors, Axon and WatchGuard, that went from February to June of this year. We selected Axon as our vendor. Under HB 2891, we were granted exemption for PIDG, ITAC, and IVNV. We began deployment in October, and then in November, the Supreme Court overturned HB 2891, requiring us to now submit a PIDG and ITAC approval, and that's why we're here. Next slide. So basically, by issuing trooper or body-worn cameras to our troopers, we're going to increase the public's trust in law enforcement and provide transparency throughout the department. Next slide. So our solution is we evaluated two vendors, Axon and WatchGuard. Axon was chosen as the vendor, and they are supplying all cameras and supporting hardware, licensing and software, and the cloud storage in Microsoft Azure. Next slide. Overview of the responsibilities between us and Axon. You can see there, and then our shared responsibilities. We are coordinating training, the equipment distribution, and auto tagging and CAD integration. Next slide. Just a brief timeline of the project. Again, after the project started in August of this year, as far as finalizing the contract, we completed procurement in September of 2021, and we are now in phase two of our deployment phase. We expect to be completed with our rollout project closure in March of next year. Next slide. Project costs for fiscal year 22, all the hardware and hardware costs, approximately $500,000 for hardware costs, licensing and maintenance fees. We're projecting at almost $2.2 million for an overall cost of almost $2.7 million for fiscal year 22. And then ongoing cost to roll out our five-year contract is $2.18 million per year for licensing and maintenance fees. Next slide. All right, that's it. Any questions that I can answer for you?
Okay, we'll open up to the committee for any questions.
Mr. Chair, this is Eddie.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, I just want to just share with the board, you know, my nearly 10 years on the Gilbert Council. We passed an item very much similar to this request, and I feel very strongly adamant to support law enforcement and public safety with these type of technologies to both protect public safety as well as the public. So again, I sincerely appreciate the presentation and fully support the.
Thanks, Eddie. I'll ask a question in terms of, you know, I understand you've got a five-year contract. I'm interested in, I'll say from, you know, more from the technology perspective, as you get to the end of that five-year contract, there's going to be, I assume, you know, some amount, if not a large amount, of data and content that will be stored in that cloud environment. Do you, you know, have you forethought about if there was a determination to switch vendors, how you move that, where does it go to? Maybe this is a simple question. I don't know if that Azure cloud environment is a tenant that belongs to DPS, or is that provided as part of the package service?
Well, to answer your question partially, maybe, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, we, and this is something that we've done with, when we implemented the trial and evaluation period, we had video from WatchGuard cameras as well. We are currently working with them to get that data transferred over to our Axon, our evidence.com instance. At the end of the 5 years, yes, if we don't renew our contract with Axon, if we decide to go with someone else, that data will have to be transferred into whatever new environment or onto a new storage server somewhere, whether it be cloud-based or whatever.
Okay, and was that contemplated as part of the contract negotiations that there is a transition out component or clause?
As far as the contract, I would have to go back and look at the contract to see, but I know for the initial trial and evaluation period, there was that agreement in there between both vendors that they would assist us in getting that that storage off of their servers and onto ours.
Okay. I think it's just important, you know, I know this project is a bit, you know, down the pipe, and it sounds like you're tracking well, and we're not questioning the value of the body-worn cameras and the transparency they provide, but just thinking ahead to, you know, if an amendment's appropriate, sooner addressing it rather than later would be good, so.
Sure, I will definitely note that and follow up.
All right, Mr. Byers. You're muted.
The numbers you showed us on the cost, does that include the storage cost on the cloud?
Yes. So if you go back a slide, Thomas, I believe that is the project costs. So the licensing and maintenance fees, that includes the storage costs for that. And what is not included in there is, of course, the payroll costs and everything. But the storage fees are included in that.
You know, in preparation for what, because the courts are getting huge amounts of digital evidence now from law enforcement. But when we've looked at it, every year the cost goes up because we're storing it, it kind of compounds. I'm kind of surprised that your costs are steady. Wouldn't each year you have more and more stuff? You're still, you know, you're adding 23 to 24. At some point, maybe you can erase it, but you don't probably erase it in a year. So how is it that the cost can stay steady? That's interesting.
Mr. Chair and Mr. Byers, I believe that because this is the way that the contract, I guess that's the benefit of having a contract, is that we can lock that price in for the storage costs and maintenance fees. I assume when we go back, if we go back to Axon at the end of fiscal year 26 and we renew, I'm sure that cost might go up. But you touched on a subject as far as the court costs. We do a lot of sharing with our courts and county agent or county attorneys, and most of our county attorneys, 11 out of the 14, have evidence.com accounts that we can share. It's no cost to the county attorney, and all of their storage is free.
So is this being stored in Axon's cloud or your cloud?
It is being stored in Axon's cloud.
Okay, thanks.
And Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, also it would be to note, Mr. Byers, that we do have mechanisms set up in place that there are certain retention policies for routine traffic stops, things of that nature that aren't criminal matters. So I do concur with you, Mr. Byers, we will have an increase in storage over the years as we get more troopers and we make more traffic stops and make more criminal cases. However, hopefully that'll be minimal in relation to the amount of activity, because we'll have stuff dropping off as we're bringing stuff on, per se, evidence in video wise.
Thank you, Major. That's a good point.
Okay, I'll say last question for me before I'll do another call to the committee. Would be, given the circumstances, which were, I think, beyond all of our control relative to how this project has rolled out, and now you're having to come and ask for approval on what you've already done. Can you just help us understand what maybe any challenges that you've encountered in the project that you've overcome, or anything that you think is a risk as you look forward going through this final phase?
We really haven't had any challenges. We're way ahead of schedule, so everything's been kind of smooth sailing. I think the biggest challenge has been working and getting this auto tagging completed. We've been working about a month now for basically what it does is evidence.com pulls information from RCAD and Spillman, and it looks for things like date and time and location, and getting that. We ran some field validation reports last week, which we're very close now. There's just a couple errors that we need to work through, and we're probably a week away, maybe a couple days away from having that fully implemented. So that's probably the biggest challenge right now is the troopers having to go in manually and input the metadata to the stops, whether what nature it is, and the incident number, call number, things like that. That's been probably the biggest challenge, or maybe frustrating part for the troopers, but we're very close to overcoming that. But everything seems to be running smoothly. Like I said, we are very close to, we're pretty much deployed. We're real ahead. We're very ahead of schedule. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, one thing I would add to what Captain Buckminster said was ultimately is just internet connection speeds in the various parts of the state, as far as how we upload our videos and things like that. Nothing that the vendor ultimately has a part of per se. It's that we're obviously uploading mass amounts of video, and we get into rural areas of the state like Page and Sholo and the Four Corners and places like that, Ajo, where they'd be uploading is having the difficulty of getting that bandwidth to do that. So that's really something we're also dealing with on an end user, case by case situation.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other questions from the committee members? All right, if not, I'll take a motion with regard to the project.
Mr. Chair, is Eddie, I move to approve the project.
Thank you, Eddie. Do we have a second?
Mr. Chairman, this is Jeggy. I'll second it.
Thank you, Jeggy. All those in favor?
Mr. Chairman, before you call the vote, just to be clear, there's our standard conditions in there. I just want to validate that.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I was jumping ahead there. Yep. So is the standard 10% conditions?
Standard 10% in staff's report. I don't need to read them off. I just want to clarify that the motion includes or excludes those.
So I'll go back, Eddie, for your motion that you would agree that it includes our standard 10% variance on timeline or cost.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move to approve the project with the standard conditions.
Okay. And Jeggy, does your second include that?
Yes, Chairman.
All right. Very good. Thanks for catching that, Chuck. All right. We'll go for the vote now. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. That's unanimous. Thank you, Captain Buckminster and Major Hammond.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Okay, that concludes the voting portion of our agenda. We have one informational update that we will move towards. All right, so I'm going to address this one for us. We had, Child Safety came, providing us updates on the last bits of the project, predominantly two items, one with regard to reports and then the decommissioning process of the old child system. As we've seen, the reports has been kind of the major pain point and struggle. As we met with Quan Mitchell, the CIO, earlier in the month, we determined that they were not going to make the December timeline, and there were enough uncertainty that having them come and really talk about what the new forecasted date this month just didn't make sense. So I've basically said I would provide an explanation here. DCS will be coming in January. That will have given them enough time to, I think, reassess and come not only with a new forecasted timeline for completion, but also some data to support that. And that's the update on child safety. And I'll ask if there's any questions on that update. Okay. Other than that, we have provided written updates on three additional projects. First one on the agency platform migration from Asset, also Business One Stop from Asset, and a written update from Department of Education. Those updates were provided in the voting packet. I don't believe we received any questions or comments on the written updates. Is that correct, Chuck?
Mr. Chairman, yes, that's correct. No written in questions or comments at this point.
All right. Okay, that concludes our agenda for today. And our next meeting is scheduled for January 19th. We are doing our final assessment of our ability to hold that as an in-person meeting for those that are comfortable coming to meet in person. There's been quite a bit of activity in the DOA building in terms of things getting moved, and a lot of the content was being stored in our normal meeting space in that room 300, but that has been largely cleaned up. We are now taking a look at the condition of things to be able to host a meeting there. So stay tuned. We will let you know if there's an in-person option. And but we will continue to support remote attendance as needed. Chuck, anything else before I call this to a close?
Mr. Chairman, nope, that ends our updates.
All right, thank you very much. Hey, thank you, everybody. Appreciate your time today. We're gonna give back a good portion of our allocated time. That's my gift to you for the holiday season. So
well,
thank you very much. Very nice. Have a great time.
Happy,
bye now.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Thanks.